You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. The markets have ended in the negative on profit booking ahead of some macro numbers like CPI and IIP. These and other stories are what I bring to you on this edition of an evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Indian equities ended in the red today on the 12th of September on profit booking as caution crept in ahead of the release of key macroeconomic numbers later in the day. The five-day gains in Nifty and three-day rally in Sensex came to a halt after a fresh wave of selling emerged hours before the government data could show the country's retail inflation prints for August and industrial production data for July. Ajit Mishra, who is Vice President Research at Raleigh Gare Broking, went on to say, and I quote, "Firm global cues led to a strong start, but anxiety ahead of macroeconomic data, including IIP and CPI, triggered profit-taking as the session progressed," unquote. However, the losses were capped due to a sharp rise in the rupee against the American dollar and a fall in global crude oil prices amid firm global cues. Brent crude fell over 1%, while the rupee climbed 53 paise to end at 71 rupees 13 paise per dollar. The Sensex closed the day with a loss of 167 points or 0.45% at 37,104.28, with 8 stocks in the green and 22 in the red. ICICI Bank, Sun Pharma, IndusInd Bank, HDFC Bank and State Bank of India emerged as the top gainers in the Sensex pack. On the flip side, Yes Bank, Tata Motors, Maruti Suzuki, Axis Bank and Bharti Airtel closed as the top losers. The Nifty pack fell 53 points or 0.48% to end at 10,982.8. Among the 50 stocks in the index, only 15 could log gains. Broader BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices closed 0.18% and 0.12% up, respectively. That's BSE mid-cap was 0.18% down and small-cap was 0.12% up. The auto pack fell 1.92%, ending as the top loser among the sectoral indices on the BSE. It was followed by BSE Telecom, down 1.68%, BSE Energy, down 1.37%, and BSE Consumer Discretionary Goods and Services, down 1.1%. The breadth of the market remained positive as 1,369 stocks logged gains against 1,110 stocks that incurred losses. Some stocks that were in the news today. Shares of Khadim India surged 15.47% to 234 rupees on the BSE, extending the gains into the second consecutive session after the company announced opening up of an arm in Bangladesh. Shares of Granules India rallied 5.25% to 104 rupees 20 paise after receiving establishment inspection report from the US health regulator for Bontapalli unit. Shares of Tata Motors cracked 4.76% to close the day at 127 rupees 95 paise after the auto major reported a 32% decline in global sales, including that of the Jaguar Land Rover, to 72,464 units in August. It had sold 1,07,030 vehicles in the year-ago period. After two consecutive sessions of gains, shares of Yes Bank witnessed profit booking and fell 5.1% to close the day at 67 rupees 95 paise. Bank of Baroda shares rallied 2.22% to 101 rupees 25 paise after the CNBC TV 18 news channel reported, quoting sources, that the state lender was looking at selling almost 9,000 crore rupees of bad loans. And finally, extending the gains into the fifth consecutive session, shares of Wockhardt closed with a robust gain of 11.45% at 324 rupees 65 paise. In the five sessions of gains, the stock has surged by as much as 39%. On the 10th of September, the company, in a regulatory filing, had said its board of directors has allotted 30,000 equity shares for employee stock options under employee stock option scheme of the company. A quick look now at some headlines from the world of news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the 12th of September today launched an ambitious pension scheme for farmers. Under the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Mandhan Yojana, farmers between the ages of 18 and 40 will get 3,000 rupees monthly pension after reaching 60 years of age. Top Muslim body Jamiat Ulama-e-Hind, that is JUH, passed a resolution stating that Kashmir is an integral part of the country and said the welfare of the people in the valley lies in their integration with India. NASA, that is the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, will share before and after images of location where Chandrayaan 2's Vikram lander made a hard landing. This, according to a report by the New York Times. The government will come out with a new export credit scheme. This, according to Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal. Meanwhile, West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee today took out a rally in North Kolkata to protest against the National Register of Citizens, that is the NRC, in Assam. And finally, Pakistan has said Prime Minister Imran Khan will make a policy statement on Kashmir on the 13th of September tomorrow during his public address at the POK's capital, Muzaffarabad. This, according to a report by PTI. What happened in financial markets across the world today? World stocks climbed to their highest in 6 weeks as the European Central Bank prepared to offer new stimulus measures and the United States and China made mutual concessions in their trade dispute, improving demand for riskier bets. This, according to Reuters. Major Asian markets ended mixed on the 12th of September. Shanghai Composite Index closed 0.75% higher at 3,031.24. Japan's Nikkei 225 gained 0.75% to end at 21,759.61, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng declined 0.26% to close at 27,087.63. Aaj ka ho gaya, what is the setup for tomorrow? Well, after showing a narrow range-bound movement in the last session, the Nifty ended in the negative today, ending lower by 52 points. A long negative candle was formed, which has engulfed a small range movement of the last session. Nagaraj Chetty, technical and derivative analyst at HDFC Securities, told Money Control, and I quote, "Technically, this pattern indicates a formation of a bearish engulfing pattern, which signals a profit booking at the higher levels. The present weakness is unlikely to damage the near-term positive sentiment of the market, and we are likely to see upside bounds from the lows. Next lower supports to be watched are 10,920 to 10,900 levels." Unquote. That's it. Those were all the stories from Dalal Street that you had to absolutely hear. And of course, see you first thing in the morning tomorrow with a morning walk down Dalal Street. But there are more podcasts coming your way today, including one where I will recall all the stories, everything that took place in the world today in one podcast. That's called Stories of the Day. So do not miss it. In the meanwhile, do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com, or leave us a comment wherever it is that you listen to us on Castbox, Apple Podcasts, etc., etc. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.